Lola and welcome, Joshua, to... Wait, what do we say?
Top
of the episode.
Top of the episode to you, Tanner.
Top of the episode to you, Joshua, and welcome to Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast starring me, Dreadnor.
Dreadnor?
Yeah, a.k.a. Tanner Greenring. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Aerokudosh.
Aerokuda. What's the song where it's like, Barracuda? So it's like, Aerokuda.
That's the song.
But is it like, blah, 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 or something before that? And then it's Aerokuda.
Sure. There's a whole bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
AKA Joshua Fjellsted. Welcome to the show, Joshua. It's been so long since I saw you last.
Yeah, this is like the old days where we're banking episodes before a season.
Yeah.
And we've also recorded back-to-back days, which has been arguably years.
Yeah.
Since that's happened.
We're in that little primordial soup before a season launches, where we're just sort of playing around, you know? What are we going to do this week? How many times should we record? None? Three?
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah, and we don't get the benefit of hearing what folks think about whatever we say that's usually wrong.
Oh, the benefit?
Kind of operating in like the darkness of our own,
I would say the comfort,
knowledge and misapprehension
of our own aloofness, or, you know.
Oh, I'm sure we've already done so many things wrong. Well, we had Greg on yesterday and he didn't seem to imply we'd done a lot of things wrong.
Yeah, he even sort of condoned us not going to the Armor of Isle, as I like to call it.
The Armor of Isle? How would that even work?
I couldn't say it right once yesterday. So I'm just going with it.
So the Isle of Armor is the armor that's from... No, the Armor of Isle is the armor that's from the Isle
of Armor.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's their unique armor set.
Welcome to the show, Bug Catchers, as well. We are playing through Pokemon Sword and Shield. I'm playing the latter.
I'm the former.
And we are on our way to Holbury Stadium. There's going to be a lot of that this season. Buckle up.
Holbury.
Yeah.
Spent a week there one night.
Did you?
Yeah, I just
did. Well,
I
did too, I guess. Yeah,
Smith did. Actually, my character, Wellington Smith, he would probably like that place. It's kind of got a, we'll get into it.
We'll get in there. Well, yeah. We're getting there.
There's not that much landscape to cover before we get there, so I won't spoil it.
We did this in record time, this route. It was a pretty very short route.
I kind of accidentally did it because on Sunday I took a respite. I went to one of your favorite places. I went to the Brooklyn Botanic Garden.
Great time of year.
And then I finally got myself back out of the house from Tears of the Kingdom. And then I was like, oh, right. I have to play Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was going to be another 5-hour leg and I didn't look ahead. And then I accidentally played for like maybe an hour and a half on Sunday, and then I was in Holbury.
Yeah. I would say, once again, buckle up. I know some of you are already buckled up for the British accents, but if buckle up again, those of you who didn't buckle up earlier, because despite ourselves, despite our best efforts, and we are still in the primordial soup, so who knows what'll happen. We're going to go into the season pretty haphazardly.
Yeah.
As you can already see, because this was one route, one city. And then in that city, a gym. But it was rich. It was a rich landscape.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Route 5 was long and full of some horrors.
Yeah, it was a big route. There's a nursery.
I think we're probably sticking with a gym per episode again until the post game.
Yeah.
But we made the snap decision on the first episode when we were like halfway through it that was just too long.
Yeah.
But now it seems like we're back to like maybe there's a couple of hours in between them.
Okay. Classic.
Who knows? We'll see.
This is like season one stuff, you know? That journey from
Milan to Minsk.
Brock to Misty.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a hard journey, isn't it?
Milan to Minsk. Brock to, probably also that, but Brock to Misty. Yeah, you got Mount Moon. Yeah.
Route 5. The first thing we see when we get here is a big, like, Tamagotchi store. But it's not a Tamagotchi store. It's a nursery. And the woman who tends the nurseries right out here, she says, I'll take your Pokemon. You have anyone you want to give me? You know what? That actually seems a little suspicious. I probably shouldn't have given her a Pokemon.
I think that daycare centers are very highly accredited in the Pokemon world.
I didn't go inside, though.
Because there's always like one per region. Oh, you never even went inside?
No, I went inside eventually, but okay. There was a woman hanging out outside who took a Pokemon from me. And that seems a little suspicious. I should have checked in at the desk.
She had the breeder outfit.
She did, yeah.
So you could trust her.
Honestly, had I gone and checked in at the desk first, my trust in this nursery probably would have fallen.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Because there's something awful in here.
Do we want to just talk about it? I wanted to give it a Pokéchex yourself.
Yeah, please.
If we're talking about the same thing, but maybe you're giving it a barf. Okay.
No. It's, well, I mean,
I don't know. I mean, I can't make heads or tails of this thing. Toxel.
It's like sort of metal, I guess. And I guess that's what made me hold off on calling it a barf.
Yeah, I think it's part of its aesthetic.
It didn't trigger my like gag instinct.
You get a free Pokemon called Toxel from, I believe, another woman in here.
Yeah.
I don't remember what her explanation was. Maybe it was that she also like can't really make heads or tails of this thing. And it's just like, I don't know if I like it. I don't know if it's ugly. I don't know where I got it. And like, how about you take it off my hands?
My cursed daughter gave birth to this.
Yeah, that's about right.
Please cast it into a dungeon.
Rid our family of this curse.
You played Witcher 3, probably more than once. It looks like that.
Of course.
That like that fetus.
Oh, the bloody
demon
baron
monster.
Yeah, the bloody baron's mission where you have to like bury his. Well, you can make decisions, but ultimately, like, kind of bury and put out of its misery this like cursed baby
fetus
demon monster thing.
It reminded me of that.
That's like one of the best. That is, although in contrast, that is one of the best missions in that whole game, and I don't really feel that same sort of affinity toward this Toxel situation.
It's weird that it doesn't grow up into like a, I don't know, like an adult man. It grows up into like a lizard.
It evolves into toxtricity at level 30 no matter what, but it turns into either amped form or low key form based on its nature.
Whoa, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you. I cannot figure out how I could possibly get this into my team. Electric poison is a cool combination.
Yeah, punk Pokemon. This thing rules. I love it. I think both forms are cool. Obviously, amped form is much cooler. He looks like he's going Super Saiyan.
All right.
His Gigantamax is awesome. It looks like he's like a Sublime Mushroom or something.
Oh, yeah. It does have just like a big like guitar amp. Like
he goes down on all fours and he's got
wrapped
like
around it. The cool lizard. Like it's like a cool salamander
pylon on the back of him.
Can you make a salamander argument with this one? Maybe.
Well, I already have Spring Sally, the Slowpoke. Well, I don't have it. That woman in front of the daycare center.
I'd say this is quite a bit more interesting than Spring Sally. Might be a little too exotic for New England.
I think things up here are pretty toxic.
Yeah, I think you just have to figure out either a punk connection, which is
conceivable,
kind of maybe kind of tough for New England, but the toxic
Boston,
thing I think you could pull
maybe
off. Yeah, they've had some punk. They've had
Danbury,
some
punk. Montpelier.
Danbury. I don't know about Danbury.
All right, let's talk about, where are we? The daycare. So yes, you get this awful monster.
I boxed it.
Well, yeah, I boxed it, but what am I going to do? Like release a baby into the wild? That's irresponsible.
Smith is going to, you know, maybe level it up a few times and then just send it to those Gellar mines. Get it to level 10 and then ship it off to the mines.
Yeah. Well, you have some dignity to wait until they're 10 at least.
Yeah, get a little childhood in there. Innocent childhood.
There's a path to the south here, Joshua,
mm-hmm.
with a few trainers. Fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
And a few little catching routes. And among the catching routes, I sought out a Pokemon that was at least a little instrumental in the shaping of the character of Drew England.
Oh, do tell.
And someone I thought would be a signature part of the team and someone I thought I could catch in this route. And that's Galarian Farfetch'd.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had a whole vision for Sirfetch'd, who I think is great, obviously. Who doesn't like Sirfetch'd?
What's not to like? Yeah, they just nailed it with that design.
He was going to be the perfect concept for an entire state locked into the very end of the game, version exclusive to your game.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Joshua.
I think I know what it is.
Does Sirfetch'd have any place on Sir Wellington Smith's team?
Well, not unless I replace Private Security, probably. The Corviknight.
You're a businessman.
I think you just have to make me some kind of a deal here. And, you know, is there some sort of a Pokemon that perhaps...
Let's go look.
You have access to that Wellington Smith might want.
Pokemon Shield version exclusive.
I caught a Farfetch'd already.
I would love one, Joshua. Oh, I would love one from you. And I'm going to try to play it cool here. Actually, I don't want one. I'm just... interested.
Yeah.
All right. So the version exclusives to Shield. Wow. Well, we have Ponyta, Galarian Ponyta.
Yeah. Now that could make for a fanciful stagecoach puller, or perhaps I could get into circus.
Ooh.
Smith could be a Barnum and Bailey type of guy.
Give the rabble something to do on their day off.
That could be interesting.
On their afternoon off every week.
Yeah.
All right, let's see who else we got. There's some weird ones. We've got the Cursola line.
I don't think that's going to work.
Sort of interesting.
It works from the standpoint of, like, the after effects of all of Wellington Smith's endeavors. You get Cursola.
Like, that's all we have. That's it.
I mean, now I remember why I got Sword, and it's because this lineup, I think, is much more powerful on the Sword side.
Everything else is, like, old Pokemon.
You've got a Goodra, but I don't really know what I could do with that.
Do you want Ice Cube?
No, I don't want that Ice Cube one.
Do you want Indeedee?
No.
Psychic Normal? What does that turn into?
What are you talking about, Oranguru?
Oh, Indeedee's kind of cute.
It's funny you keep ending up with the ones that have Oranguru, who you hate so much.
Look at Indeedee. I like Indeedee. It looks like an Ewok.
But what does that do for me?
I'm showing you what I have to offer, man. We're tradesmen. Like, deal with me here.
All right, let's look into this Ice Cube situation, because refrigeration was invented in the 19th century. So Smith could build an industry around this Ice Cube. Noise face, excuse me?
What are you saying? Noise face. Oh, it's like Andy Samberg. It's like an Andy Samberg.
Yeah,
joke.
I hate saying it, but it has a noise face is one of its forms. Look,
it's got ice face and noise face.
What does that mean?
I don't think this doesn't seem like something you're interested. I'm going to put this back on the shelf.
I think this looks like a joke. This penguin.
I can't believe the shit they gave me. I need Sirfetch'd, Joshua. What else can I give you?
What I might do is, I believe I caught a Farfetch'd already, and we're going to battle, so I could trade it to you with an IOU.
All right. We'll do that when we battle later.
Yeah.
What else we saw on Route 5? There's a bridge here, and it's a very long bridge.
Yeah, and we are confronted with Team Yell.
Yeah.
And a conveniently placed and also, like, extremely, you know, looks like he's on his last legs, like, doctor who's right here.
Yeah.
Just dead in the eyes, like, almost looks like a zombie, just staring straight ahead.
Hero.
It's like, I can't believe I gotta do this.
Yeah, healthcare hero.
Yeah. He's an essential worker.
He's out there on the front lines. Yeah, essential worker.
Protecting all these people from Team Yell, although I don't think you really need that much protection, given that they just have a couple of chumps. They got a Zigzagoon, Sableye.
Oh, yeah, it's the same. It's like they're Thievul. They're little guys. What did you say?
Thievul.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about Thievul.
Oh, okay.
Because Thievul is actually my You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week.
I feel like it's not that offensive.
Yes, I agree. But when I was thinking about like, oh, there's a fox thing that's like a cool like thief fox. Is that interesting? Do I want that on my team? And then I saw the line and I was like, no, it's gross. Like it, like I don't like the mask and I don't like the little like pervert mustache. And I don't know the big puffy tail. Like, is there something in there? I just don't think it's like,
it does. Have
it's gross.
A sculpted mustache. And yeah, the reason that I didn't, you know, obviously I could have had like,
I don't think any Pokemon should have a mustache.
Hudson, I could have had a furrier in my empire, but I don't like the look of Nickit. And I specifically don't like the tail on both of them.
What makes you think a fox would want to be a furrier? Sounds hellish.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess it's a little confusing in terms of like, who's the captain of industry and who's the Pokemon that they are using to form that industry?
Yeah, it always
gets
a little squishy.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, we're too deep into it now.
Yeah.
But in any case, I don't like that tail. The one that's on Thievul in particular looks like, if I may.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a butthole.
Yeah. And I think it's supposed to be like a thief's sack, but it just doesn't work. And I don't like it.
But you can't put anything in it. Like, I don't like, it almost looks like it could be like a cannon. None of the implications are good. And I don't think it makes any sense. I think they botched it. I think they could have done a lot better job.
Can I offer something to them?
Yeah, I think so.
Instead of a thief fox like this, do a thief fox like Robin Hood from Disney and make him more Robin Hood-y.
So sexy.
Wait, is there a Robin Hood Pokemon? Probably.
A Robin Hood Pokemon? No.
In the Galar region? That's not preposterous.
I think you can't have that when you already have this fox. Like, the fox was the opportunity.
I don't want the fox. I'm out. I think it's a barf.
Perhaps I'm not surprised to tell you that there is a pre-existing, looks like it's fully scripted, fan fiction that is Pokemon as Robin Hood.
Oh, good.
Ash is Robin Hood. May is Maid Marian. Harley's Little John. Brock is Alan A. Dale. James is Prince John. Meowth is Sir Hiss. Giovanni is the Sheriff of Nottingham, etc.
This is great. I love that.
So,
yeah, I would love to see that.
So that's taken care
Send
of. You can Google that.
We'll do a bonus episode. We'll start a Patreon. We'll watch that. Now we've got the bike.
Yeah, Team Yell, correct me if I'm wrong, we beat them and then
we've driven off Team Yell.
No, the doctor gives you the bike, right?
Yeah, it's his bike. Yeah. He's like, I'm too tired. I need to sit here and rest. You can have my bike.
Great.
And it doesn't have pedals. It's powered exclusively by the subjugated soul of Rotom.
Yeah.
It's called Rotom Bike.
This is one of the only Rotom iterations I feel like maybe, or I think you can more easily construct an argument that they like this if you're Rotom, because you get to like run around and like see stuff, but the other ones, it's like,
what a tricky argument to make, Joshua.
Well, no, because then I'm thinking like, well, is the Pokedex one that thirsts for knowledge, but you're also shoved in a pocket all the time? I don't know. It's still bad. It's probably still bad.
I think it's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't feel good riding it. I don't feel good about the way I look riding it.
No, I hate the outfit. I don't like the whole, and I can't remember if you get to change that because you can buy uniforms for in general, but
I bought this fucking bug uniform for the battles and I've never been given an option to change yeah. into it. And I'm still in my like original like Galar League outfit.
I remember that being frustrating. I don't know that. I think you get trapped with the original uniform and then it's like, well, wait, so
what is this for?
So I'm going to just buy uniforms that I can wear all the time. Like I'm a fucking football hooligan.
Oh, I'm supposed to wear that around?
Yeah, you wear it as your little outfit. I'm not doing that. I'm a businessman.
I want to wear it in the gyms.
I'm going to be upset if they don't have suits and like fucking top hats and shit.
Yeah, that should be the bike outfit. I would ride around in a little bug bike outfit. It's better than this like globby Rotom one.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the ethical implications. I don't like the look.
You can ride across this big bridge. There's a million feathers out here. And apparently, like every time I come through, there's a million more feathers. And these seem pretty good. They like raise a single stat of a Pokemon one time.
Yeah, they're great. We've encountered feathers before.
I know, but out here there's like a million of them. Like I went through twice and I got like 20. Can you just sit out here and farm them all the time?
Probably.
Seems great.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. Mayor Cheat.
There it is.
And then as I was getting across the bridge, a darkness fell across the land. and the skies thundered and tore apart, and drifting down from the blackness of the great beyond was Elder Goss.
What?
Who literally just drifted out of the sky and ran into me and was a very strong Elder Goss. And it was like higher level than me and tore through my team.
Whoa. What? That didn't happen to me. It just floated down. Was it a big boy like Milo's Dynamaxed one or just a regular Elder Goss?
No, it's just a regular one. Like it went through like three Pokemon before I finally took out New England Cottontail.
Did you catch it?
I just burned it up.
And maybe it has good stats.
No. That's the final evolution of that line, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Elder Goss, you could say, is in a play on Elder Gods, which is Lovecraft, who was from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have caught it if I were you.
I think I found a pretty good Massachusetts Pokemon this week, though.
Okay. Oh, and the feathers regenerate every day, so you can only farm them once a day.
Oh, well.
But just so you know.
Let's go to Holberry.
Yeah.
After this break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, bug catchers. Welcome back, Joshua. And welcome to Holberry.
Holberry.
Home of Nessa, the water type.
Water gym leader.
Yep. But before we can just go down and battle her, although they do let us just get down to battling her pretty quickly.
There's nothing we have to do. You basically can just see the sights. And I would say Holberry.
You have to watch a cutscene.
I don't even remember what that was. What was it?
You walk in and there's like a little bit of a row between
good.
Some tall woman, Chairman Rose.
That's right.
And
Oleana.
Yeah, Oleana.
His like COO or something.
Sure. I didn't know who she was. She's like a celebrity.
Yeah.
Or like, he's a celebrity. I see. That's why there's a crowd outside that like hotel or whatever.
They were probably paid. Nobody likes this guy.
They have an odd conversation. It seems a little stunted. Did you catch it?
No, I don't remember what they said.
I didn't catch a screenshot of it, but essentially, like, Chairman Rose doesn't seem to, or like, wants to project that he doesn't know Batty very well. It's a little suspicious. Maybe they're secret lovers.
Oh, okay. That's why Bede's so...
It's a down-low situation.
Batty is so cagey.
Could be.
Around it. Like, doesn't want to let us in. Doesn't want to have to really, like, explain anything, any background.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, it's the best conspiracy theory we've got. And we need to have at least one or two for the season.
And it's been a while since we've had a thrilling gay relationship between two of these NPCs.
Yeah, especially a corporate one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And apparently, Greg told us that Stephen Stone has made off with Wallace, the gym leader. So Mr. Stone and Stephen Stone is no longer our OTP. So maybe we need a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other sights and sounds around here are a lighthouse. And once you go down there, you just kind of like trigger Nessa, who I think gives you her card.
Yeah. Even before we've battled her. Successfully.
Yeah.
She just gives us her.
She's like,
card.
You're going to own me.
Yeah. Clearly, I'm about to get crushed.
And then there is a few houses that you can stop in. The people here are so like weird and robotic. This game like is lush in so many ways. And they have these like little diorama towns that should be like so full of life, but it's still just the like little robot people.
Holberry in particular is the most attractive one so far.
Yeah.
I think. The lighthouse looks great. It's obnoxious. You can't go in there. It's got statues that look like toxtricities.
Odd.
Outside of it, that are like monuments of some kind. This one is I think you said that. This one is like a diorama, this town. It like looks beautiful.
They all feel like that.
Drew England must have felt right at home here because it's like a Cape Cod.
Oh, it's like I was
it's
on
like a Cape town.
Nantucket.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's a bunch of little bullshit shops, but it looks beautiful. Everybody is
just there for the season.
Everybody's robotic. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's not, I mean, there's not really much else to do in Holbury. Oh, there's a little shop. There's the South Park. There's a little shop where you can buy incense and you can buy various herbs and roots. But I don't really like, I don't fuck with that right now, you know?
I don't usually. I think I did buy a revival herb. Oh, sorry. Revival herb, we should be saying this
season. Oh, yeah,
season.
Herbs.
Herbs.
Yeah. I guess Drew England likes to party.
Yeah, he should be getting into some herbs.
He could travel overseas and get into some herbs.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. I'll think about it.
Yeah, I would think he's big into the herb scene.
Then we're on to...
It's the battle.
Yeah, and then we're on to Holbury Stadium. Holbury Stadium, which is where Nessa has fucked off to after the lighthouse.
All right.
We're back to like a gym mission.
This one was a little frustrating.
Almost broke me, Joshua. It nearly broke me. I'm not going to lie. You and Greg talked last week about Turfield?
Yeah, the Waloo herding simulation?
No, the puzzle in Turfield with the stones in Turfield?
Oh, the geoglyphs. Yeah.
Yeah, I was sorry, I was giving you a chance to make your J.K. Rowling joke.
Oh, damn it. Ah. But yeah.
There's like a puzzle that you can do. It's triggered by a girl up by the ruins. And I was like running back and forth between these stones last night like, okay, I've got them all in my head. I know where they all are. Now, like, I just couldn't for the life of me figure it out. Eventually, I just sort of stumbled into the solution.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. You just interact with them in the order that she alludes to of, like, you know, fire, grass, water, whatever.
And then I get to this puzzle, Joshua, this week.
Yeah.
Just a couple hours later in my playthrough. And I'm like, this is the hardest Pokemon game they've ever made.
Like, I don't think I can hack it. I gotta hang in the towel. Oh, we made it to Gen 8, but that's no more.
That's a, yeah, the game's finally bested us. I didn't realize it went like Souls-like in this generation.
Yeah. So the setup is, it's a gym. The mission is you have to traverse a number of metal platforms, and then they all have like Mario-esque tubes that are pumping just hundreds of thousands of gallons of water.
I assume it's recycled.
I hope so.
It's a closed system.
I hope so. And then you have to direct the water in order to be able to, like, continue moving forward. And then there's red, yellow, and blue panels that correspond to the floor colors. And they each control that tube.
It's like color. A mind puzzle. It's like five-dimensional chess, though. Josh is making it sound so simple. It's like 5D chess. Like, turning off a tube here turns on a tube there, which blocks out, like, path here with water. And it's just, like, you end up having to, like, do the whole circuit once and then do the whole circuit back and then go back again kind of to get in through to get to Nessa. But it's not that obvious. So you're just sitting and like poking and prodding and like turning dials and like
yeah,
running into like closed paths. It's awful.
It lures you into a false sense of security in the beginning because like the first two are pretty straightforward. And then like the third and the fourth one are like, oh, I have to like move all the way back, halfway back down and like move this one and like...
Nearly destroyed me.
Tough. It was tough.
Finally got through. But then the battle itself nearly destroyed me too. But let's first talk about our teams.
Oh, wow.
It's a level check.
A level check.
Should I talk about the team that barely scraped through?
Why was it so tough for you?
Maine. Representing Maine this week. The great state of Maine, up in the north, vacation land.
Yeah.
Clam shack, Corfish.
Again, I mentioned Rhode Island the last episode. Great license plate Maine has with the little bird on the pine tree or something. What a delight. New England's got some pretty good license plates. Give them that.
Not Connecticut.
Connecticut
is just like Connecticut, and it's like a gradient
the
between
bad,
like blue
like
and white.
Blue white gradient. Yeah, Connecticut's is bad.
Like we don't give a shit.
What do you think about Vermont? I think it's kind of great. Just green.
Yeah, it looks. Oh, Vermont's is like the best. It's like classic
white highlights. Vermont, yeah. In its own like special font. Yeah, I think Vermont is maybe the best one.
Massachusetts has like a little bit of like New England flair, but it's nothing to write home about.
It's sort of in the like California style.
Rhode Island, big blue bug, Dottler, level 27.
Levels up, I mean, evolves pretty soon.
I hope so.
You got to keep it around for that, at least. See how it goes.
Honestly, Joshua, don't think I'm going to be able to find anything that represents Rhode Island better. So it might be here for the long haul. I hope it gets a Gigantamax.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know enough really to dispute that. Eventually, when bug catchers hear this, they'll weigh in. Somebody from at least one person from Rhode Island probably listens to this show.
Yeah, what do you, like Buddy C. Yancey?
It'll be so late in the season. It'll be too late to pull out from Big Blue Bug.
Representing Massachusetts, we had to retire Binnacle.
You did.
Because we caught on Route 5. How about them apples? Applin, level 26. Iconic line said by Matt Damon
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. Which takes place in Boston.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to see an Applin running around. So, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get the apple pie one, don't you?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Looks great.
Yeah.
Connecticut, New England cottontail, Raboot, still level 26. Just got to find something a little meatier for Connecticut.
Well, shit, you got the clam shack thing happening already, but you've got that New Haven pizza with all the clams on it.
Oh, yeah, New Haven pizza. Is there a pizza Pokemon?
I don't think so.
Connecticut pizza's good.
Pizza Pokemon. It's decent. It's decent.
It's kind of the best. Frank Pepe's?
Yeah, I've had Frank Pepe's. It's not better. I mean, in New England, fine. It can be the best pizza, but it's not like it's nowhere on even a plane similar to New York.
All right. I've had both.
But so have I.
Maybe I'm just brainwashed by New England now.
Probably.
And then welcome to the team representing Vermont. I took a trip back to Wild Area.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there's something there called Rally Route, which I don't know what that is. I didn't engage with it because I was on a mission.
It's because you have the bike now. You can compete for like watts, which upgrade the bike.
Oh, interesting.
Plus you get those items. I think that you can get TMs.
That's going to be a new contest for us this season too. By next episode, we will have both engaged with Rally race, and the winner is the one who has the best score or whatever.
I'll try it.
Representing the great state of Vermont, Ben and Jerry's Vanillite.
Perfect.
Level 13. I know we had, I want to, find new Pokemon from this region, but, what am I going to do for fucking Vermont, you know?
The only one that would be...
Is there a Bernie Sanders Pokemon?
you could go for a, you know what would have been great? In Gen 9, that fucking, the one that we don't like, Golden Ghoul? Golden... The one that looks like string cheese.
Oh, yeah. It looks like cheese. I could have done
cheese would be good. Miltank. Is Miltank not in this game? Because, they got cows.
I'm not running a Miltank, Joshua.
Okay.
Don't you dare.
Well, you're just supposed to be role-playing.
Unless it has a Gigantamax.
You know what would work? Milsuri also.
Ugh.
You confront your demons.
It turns into a big, French, pastry, though.
Well, you know, Vermont, Green Mountain, and French. I actually think, I'm starting to think this could be a little better. No, Ben and Jerry's is good. I'm not going to dispute that, but I'm just giving you food for thought.
Vanillite, level 13. I've run one before. I'm not, necessarily excited about it, but I just, had to do it. Maybe someone else will knock it off eventually, but... And then, representing New Hampshire, also from the great Wild area, Live Free or Die, Ghastly, level 17.
He couldn't live free, so he died.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
I took one look at this Gigantamax Gengar, and I was like, I'm in. Fully in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Gengar has always been, I think, kind of circling around the top of, people's favorites, but I believe... That Gigantamax Gengar is what has totally reinvigorated the Gengar fandom.
He looked great. He turns into a big Kirby.
Yeah. It's sick.
So I've decided to raise up a Live Free or Die. Unless something else knocks it off. You know, Jed Bartlett is from New Hampshire.
Isn't it also the granite?
The rocks
state.
Yeah. They have a lot of granite.
You got that Oh, I think I saw that. That's my thing too. The Stonejourner.
Oh yeah,
that would work for Vermont. For New Hampshire.
Okay, well, until then, live free or die gets a chance.
Yeah, I like it.
How about Wellington Smith Smith?
Wellington Smith Smith. Not a lot of change. We have Galton the Drizzyles, level 26. We have Shillabeer, Mudbray, 24. Sir Peel, Corvus Squire, 25. Cadbury remains a Togepi, level 26. I keep forgetting to look up when this thing evolves because its moveset is just miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, high friendship. Oh, of course. Okay.
Oh. Well, that's easy. You can go to a campsite.
Yeah, I need to go back to the wild area. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I have Darby the Carkel is level 24. And then the newcomer who has replaced Pearson the Bunnelby because his work is done. Tunneling.
The tunnel's over.
We're bringing in Cubit the Timber, who's level 21.
Absolutely horrifying, Josh.
Who was the master builder in throughout much of the 19th century in London. So builds a lot of shit. And we need somebody who can just come in here
team get for a while, huh?
Get the job done. Build out the infrastructure for the rest of these industries. Yeah, but I've said throughout the series I like Conkeldurr, and I don't believe that I have because of variety of like self-imposed restrictions or deaths or whatever, or Nuzlocks. I don't think I've actually gotten to run one canonically.
I think a Conkeldurr is interesting, and surely it has a Gigantamax, right?
I don't think it does.
I just can't believe the things they didn't give Gigantamax to.
Yeah, because you know what would have made a lot of sense for this game? You give it a Gigantamax where the stone columns get replaced by steel beams, and it's like a skyscraper building one.
Driving them into the ground?
Yeah, man.
It would have looked great. What a swing and a miss.
That would have been fucking sick. That's another free idea, Pokemon Company.
What a swing and a miss. Hire us, dummies. Sorry, we love your games.
Yeah, we do.
Well, that's a great team. I can't believe you're running a Timber. Welcome to Hilbury Stadium.
Hilbury.
Oh, we should say before we go on our fight with Nessa.
Yeah.
My trainer danger.
Oh, okay. Who?
It's Mr. Ball.
Oh, you're just officially, you didn't officially give it one, yeah.
No, he's back. Maybe he'll have to have one every week. I don't know. He's the villain of the season, absolutely.
I'll tell you this. I came in on the first episode questioning, or I guess the whatever episode.
You were ball curious?
I was ball curious. I was like, I don't know. Like, he's got kind of a fun energy. This Mr. Ball guy?
They're all the same guy.
I didn't like this one.
They're all the same guy.
Do you think it's one guy?
Mm-hmm. I think he's a predator.
We're following his path toward derangement.
He's following us.
He's getting more and more fucked up.
He's hunting us.
Every gym. Yeah, I didn't. This one with the little...
This encounter, we'll post it.
Yeah.
You are talking to him, and the entire time, the little space of air between you two, very small space of air between you two, he is vigorously dry humping, like air humping.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. And then eventually he just gives you like a friend ball or something, and then you can leave.
Yeah, and he's like,
it's kind of fun having those weird balls.
Isn't it nice being friends?
Yeah, he's got a dark energy.
Yeah. Something's wrong. You were right.
At one point, I was in the fight with Nessa, which we are going to get into now. But just to relate it to Mr. Ball.
Yeah.
I was having a hard time. And the graphic behind Nessa's Pokemon on the wall behind Nessa, the LCD screen.
Yeah.
Was Mr. Ball just sort of taunting me.
Oh my god, I didn't notice that.
My Pokemon was like low on health and Mr. Ball was like, arr, arr, arr.
Ugh.
I hate this guy. He's like some kind of demon, you know?
Yeah.
He's like chasing me.
I can tell you're tortured by him.
And I'm tortured by Nessa. Because I went into this battle with only one plant type Pokemon, Applin, who only knew two moves. Apparently this thing doesn't have much of a move pool.
Because
I couldn't teach it any TMs either. Neither of those moves are plant type moves, and neither of them are very good. And only one of them is offensive, and it's astonishing.
I mean, I think that Pokemon is, if not clearly, a late game kind of bloomer.
Yeah. So that was a little rough. And then, you know, the fire types obviously were out. Vanillite and Ghastly are level 13 and 17, so they're not going to contribute much, which put the entire battle on Corphish, water type, and Dottler, bug psychic type.
Yeah.
And we did okay. It just took a while, and eventually we got to a place where Corphish and Dreadnaw were just locked in this cycle where Dreadnaw would headbutt, Corphish would flinch, and then I would have to heal. And then Dreadnaw would headbutt, Corphish would flinch, and then I'd have to heal. And then I remember we're not playing a Nuzlocke, and I just went for it.
Right. I'm still having trouble getting out of that headspace.
Blasted with a knockoff when I didn't flinch for once. So it was really tough.
Yeah, this was a slugfest. I don't have a grass type or an electric at all, and none of them can learn any of those moves. So I was mostly, and then I couldn't use Karkul, obviously. I couldn't use Mudbray. Togepi's moveset is just awful right now. It has like Metronome and like Yawn and Ancient Power. So useless here.
Yeah.
So mostly I had Corvisquire out there and then just basically plucking on Goldeen and then Aracuda. And Aracuda is Joshi's sweetie. Aracuda.
It's cool and the evolution is, I don't know, scary but cool. Why do they keep making the fish into weapons? Like it's a missile, right?
Yeah, I think it seems like a torpedo.
Or like a torpedo, yeah. And then there's Remoraid and the other one.
Octillery. Oh, and then you have...
Isn't it weird?
Clawitzer.
Yeah, Clawitzer. Yeah, of course. I mean, Blastoise.
And then the... what's the brawling crab?
Car brawler?
Yeah, I mean, that one's just a boxer.
Oh, shit. That's not what Corphish evolves into, is it?
No, Crawdont.
Oh, right. Crawdont's cool.
I mean, Kingler was like the worst looking one, and then Crawdont was an improvement, and then I like Crabrawler. I like that all of them are pretty interesting. Other than Crabrawler goes, doesn't it go south? Yeah, Crabominable. That was a mistake.
That was awful. Yeah, terrible.
But yeah, I don't know. They like weaponizing the water Pokemon and fish and crustaceans in particular.
We got through it, though, Joshua. Barely scraped by.
The reason that I got out of it, like, Dreadnought wasn't that bad for me was just because I had a matchup mayhem for a moment. I was like, wait a second, isn't that thing ground and water? And then I brought in Drizzile, and then I just used...
Is it?
Whatever I have. The water move.
Oh.
No, it's water rock.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I should have just done that.
Yeah, because it was... It ended up just being effective, which is fine. Water pulse.
Oh, well, yeah, I kept using, like, whatever. I kept using water gun or something. That's the slugfest that we got into. All right, Joshua, let's hang up our adventure hats and let's put on our battling hats and have it out.
Finally.
All right, challenge me. Oh, wait, I don't even know how to do it. Versus. Live competition? Host a live competition.
What is this?
Is this how you do battles?
I don't know. I've never battled in this.
Battle Stadium. All right, I'm in. Wait, no. I don't want to just battle anybody. I want to battle my friend Josh. Oh, shoot. It's like finding me a battle.
Oh.
Here, let me close.
What the hell are we going to do here?
Don't go into casual battle. It'll just send you into like a random online battle.
Link battle option in the YCOM menu. This is wrong. Where's the YCOM menu? Do we just not have access to this yet?
No, we do. I'm in. I think I've got a game going. I'm just waiting for... All right, get back to this screen.
Oh, wait. I thought that you said it wasn't under Battle Stadium.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. Okay, this is it. I was on the other menu because I thought you said that Battle Stadium was wrong. Okay, what's the ID?
It's 2. God, I can't believe they made this so long.
Yeah, this is a nightmare.
2V8CPF9B4. Maybe we're supposed to be using their Nintendo Switch iPhone app or something.
I've never even heard of that.
I think that's how they're like, they intend for you to do online.
No competition was found. Oh my God.
It says the competition hasn't started yet.
It's not find. It doesn't even searching doesn't find any.
I don't know how to do this. Should I just watch a quick YouTube video?
Yes.
How to battle in Pokemon Shield.
Press the Y button at any point during
game. Y. So go back to the main screen, yeah. Overworld, and hit Y.
That's a, yeah.
How would I ever expect to know that? Start to search for another trainer. You can also cancel your
search. Why the hell would you have a versus button on the main menu and then you hide this?
Wow, once I turn this on, like, there is a lot happening here.
Why can't I find you? Set link code. Wait. This is insane.
All right, set link code. I'm doing it.
What is it? Just counting to 8?
Yep. Oh, maybe that's too common of a code. Maybe that's what everyone...
No, wait.
No, I'm Smith.
No, it's you. It's
us. It's us. It's us.
Why do you have a cool Woo! Icon? Why do I have
Bug
a
catchers,
stupid
we did it.
Samurai thing?
Oh, why is my guy like a stupid like police officer or like postman?
Why do I have a samurai thing?
How do we change that?
I don't know. We're going to have to ask them about that.
Single battle. No restrictions. If he dies, he dies. Bug catchers, we're in.
Your Vanillite is level 9.
No, it's not.
It says level 9 here. You said it was level 13. And the Gastly's level 15, not 17.
Oh, I closed the game when I went online, and I didn't save before I went in the gym. So I have to do Nessa again.
Wait, what are we doing here? So am I bailing on this battle?
Yeah, now we have to bail.
Oh my God.
Because the Nintendo Switch online service is so bad that it made me close, it hung and made me close Pokemon Shield without saving. And then it didn't register that I went into, I found myself in the lobby of Nessa's gym. And apparently I have not gone through yet. None of my Pokemon are high level enough because I haven't gone through the gym yet.
Oh.
So I'm out. We're done. No battle this week.
That was all a waste of time. Well, I guess we know how to do it now. Jesus.
I'll get through Nessa again. Thanks, Pokemon. Thanks, Nintendo.
That's insane that that is still so bad.
Really difficult to use.
Anything online, just... They can't bring in one, like, Gen Z or even a millennial
yeah.
to just be the director of that department. How about how to use the fucking internet?
Just listen to our podcast. Make this the official Pokemon podcast.
Yeah.
Cowards. Bug catchers, I've been Dreadnur. This has been Eric Kudosh. This has been Experience Shirts Pokemon Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Sorry about no battle.
It's Nintendo's fault, though.
It is Nintendo's fault. We will be back next week where we are going to some other far-flung city with a silly British name. Back to Motostoke.
Oh, Motostoke is the third gym, I think.
So we're going to go back to Motostoke to take on Leon?
He's the champion. We can't fight Leon.
He's the champion. Well, we'll see. Back to Motostoke to take on. We'll see. I imagine it's a steel type, right? Doesn't seem right for most.
Yeah, that sounds on brand.
Until then, please do rate and review the show everywhere that you rate and review podcasts. Do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts. And do follow us at expsharepod on Twitter and Instagram.
And check out the subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where you can compete with the rest of the community to become the trainer of the season and eventually take us on. And, you know, presuming that we can all navigate the menus and figure out how to actually battle each other.
Smashed by us into a paste.
We have gotten better at retaining the IP, and you can also take advantage of that IP by going to expsharepod.com and buying some of our sweet, sweet merch, of which there is plenty now due to popular demand.
Yeah, there's a bunch of new stuff. Go check it out. That's it for us. We will be back next week. Joshua Buckcatchers, Aloha.
Smell you later.